This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We are looking at Psalm 91, and we've looked at verses 1, 2, and 3. Let's just remind ourselves what that says. It says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. This is verse 4 right now. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Wow. That is so important, beloved. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. That conjures up such a wonderful picture in my mind as I imagine it. I see the picture of a man that is broken, a man that who is defeated, who is on his knees and is at the end of the rope and cannot possibly continue. A man who is suffering greatly. A man who feels as though he has the problems of the world on his shoulders. Yet he has followed God all of these years. And all of a sudden, for some strange, inexplicable reason, he finds himself in a state of being alone. He feels alone, but God has never left his side. And now, God is there beside him. I see this canopy being lifted above his head, for this man stepped away from the canopy. For that brief moment, he stepped away from the canopy and he was battered and bashed and bruised and kicked. But instead of that man trying to find that canopy, such is the love of our God that he raised the canopy over him. He shelters him under the canopy of his wings and says, come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden. And guess what? I will give you rest. And the man feels that rest, and he feels that peace. He feels that sense of belonging and knows that God is with him. And God proceeds to pour his love. He pours it. And pours it, and pours it, and pours it out, so that the man just receives, and receives, and receives. He no longer feels alone, no longer feels jaded, but he feels as though he is in exactly the place he needs to be, and that is under the canopy of his daddy. For his father says, I will shelter you with my feathers. You will find rest beneath my wings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This psalm is attributed to Moses, and he goes on and says this: His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do you know there are over 5,000 promises of our Lord in the Word, in the Bible? In the living Bible, there are over 5,000 promises. And God Almighty says to you today, beloved, do you know that my promises to you are your armor and your protection? Paul alludes to armor and protection. If you go with me to Ephesians and the 6th chapter, and we're going to quickly look at verse 10. He says, a final word, be strong in the Lord, in his mighty power. Put on God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in heavenly places. Paul is saying they are all around you. They are all around you. They are just ready. They are waiting to take you out. Are you going to allow them to take you out? Or are you going to follow the advice of our Heavenly Father as he says this? Therefore, from verse 13, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. And right now, you and I, as I'm bringing you this word, together, are going to put on the full armor of God. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. Now, when you put on the belt of truth, beloved, you cannot lie. For if you do lie, the belt of truth will slip away. It will slip down. It will no longer be there. So let us, you and I, jointly, corporately, let us put on the belt of truth around our waist. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. As the body armor goes on, know this: God's righteousness is being locked inside you with this body armor. It is there to protect you. Let's put that armor on now in Jesus' name. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Beloved, when you put these shoes on, let conflict have no part of your life. Let there be no conflict. When someone tries to argue with them, turn away and just live in the peace as you rest under the canopy of your Heavenly Father. Slip those shoes on, knowing there will be no conflict. For if conflict comes from your mouth, those shoes will slip off. Let's put those shoes on. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Hold up that shield of faith, beloved, that huge shield that is wrapped on your left arm, and make sure that it stays in place, the faith that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your mind not doubt, even for a second. put on salvation as your helmet. The salvation that comes to accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is your salvation. You have been saved through the Word of God and through putting on that helmet of salvation. It will lock your salvation in place. And take the sword of the Spirit in your right hand, which is the Word of God. Beloved, know this. The sword of the Spirit is so important. It is a weapon that you wield. If you carry a sword and you use it, it is incredibly sharp. And as you wield that sword, you are wielding the Word of God. So believe what the Word of God says. And every time you are tempted by the evil one, quote back the Word of God. And as you do that, you are wielding your sword. For the promises of our God and Heavenly Father are your armor and your protection. Rest now, beloved. Rest now before the battle. Rest now under the canopy of our God and Savior. Allow Him to cover you with His feathers and shelter you with His mighty wings. Pray with me now. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your word each and every day. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. Set us on fire, Lord. Refine us in the fire. And Lord God Almighty, let your love fall in a beautiful and brand new way. Fall into the lives of your beloved, Lord. In the name of Jesus.